the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey's First Lady Tammy Murphy says she will not seek an appointment to Senator Bob Menendez's seat in Congress. Murphy says she remains committed to boosting infant and maternal health and combating climate change. Murphy had launched a bid for Menendez's seat but dropped out in March, saying the focus of the party should be unity, not division. Yesterday, Menendez sent a letter to the Senate saying he will resign effective August 20th. A Manhattan jury found him guilty on all counts in his federal corruption trial. As the vetting process for potential running mates for Kamala Harris's presidential run is underway, the public is becoming acquainted with the New Jersey roots of Harris's husband.
Second gentleman Douglas Emhoff grew up in Mattawan and Old Bridge, where he attended the since-shuttered Cedar Ridge High School before moving as an older teen to California. NJ is still very much in my veins, Emhoff once tweeted in 2019. Current First Lady Jill Biden was born in Hamilton and also spent some of her childhood in Mahwah. You're in Vote, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey Transit trying to do everything in its power to avert a strike as it calls on the federal government to step in. Riders say the latest rail service disruptions and a fare increase have been bad enough, but it could get even worse if 500 members of the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen go on strike if they don't get an agreement that gives them raises. NJ Transit narrowly prevented workers from walking off the job, but is hoping to buy more time if the Biden administration reviews the case from both sides. It all comes just weeks after commuters had to take out even more money from their pockets to cover a 15% fare hike. If you're not in a position to adopt a dog or a cat from an animal shelter in New Jersey, think about fostering one. It's a temporary commitment. Sometimes it's just for an overnight, a weekend, or a couple of weeks. But the benefits are so rewarding, not only for the animal, but for the shelter too, says Sarah Sangre, Director of Community Engagement at St. Hubert's Animal Welfare Center in Madison.
Fostering really can literally save lives because an animal that we can put into a foster home frees up a cage or a kennel in the shelter so then we can provide help to another animal.
She says they don't like to have young puppies and kittens in a shelter environment because it's too easy for them to get sick. So it's incredibly helpful when they can send puppies and kittens into foster homes. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Hang on, we have a fabulous weekend coming up. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Still a bit of rain to talk about here. By tomorrow, part of the Garden State could pick up an extra half inch to an inch of fresh rainfall. Localized downpours are possible. That continues to be our only real concern here. A shower is still possible as we go through this afternoon, but we should see a drying trend. It is humid. We'll keep lots of clouds overhead. High temperatures in the lower 80s today. Tonight will be muggy, mostly cloudy and probably dry. Lows in the lower 70s. Expect one more push of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow from about mid-morning through mid-afternoon. We'll see some late day clearing, highs in the lower to mid 80s, and then Friday, humidity goes away. It'll be a gorgeous day, mostly sunny and dry, with warm high temperatures Friday in the lower 80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now in Sussex, it's 77, in Trenton, it's 80, Egg Harbor Township, 76. Weather brought to you by the Monmouth County Fair. It's time for the Monmouth County Fair, July 24th through 28th at the East Freehold Showgrounds on Kozlowski Road in Freehold. Enjoy fabulous entertainment, exciting rides, great food, and fun. For more info, visit monmouthcountyfair.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.